Hey, kids, it's time to spring forward this weekend, so set your clocks. Daylight savings kicks in at 2 a.m. this Sunday morning. Ugh. For decades, conventional wisdom has said that saving the daylight cuts energy use. But now a new study based on data from the state of Indiana, where parts of the state only began daylight savings in 2006, suggests the opposite. Springing forward may actually waste energy. Laura Grant is a PhD student at UC Santa Barbara and a co-author of the study, and she joins us now. Hi, Laura.
Hi, Faith. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. So this is big news. Will you explain how you guys did this study, how all those Hoosiers helped you figure this out?
Absolutely. The Hoosiers have been quite contentious and maybe even a little confused on what time it was in each part of their state. Only a few of the counties practiced daylight saving time for the previous decades, and this changed with the state law that went into effect in 2006. So what my co-author and I did is get a ton of data, about 7 million data points on energy, residential electricity use, I should be specific, from southern Indiana, and we compared the before and after of their electricity use. So Indiana sort of provided this perfect experiment for our question, does daylight saving time save energy?
And before we get to the answer, can you briefly explain why Indiana was so sort of haphazard about it?
Well, I'm really not sure exactly what distinguished them in particular. They have some rural farmers, and farmers do not like daylight saving time because they'd prefer to get a little bit more work done in the morning while we're sleeping through the morning and then, join us in the market when we finally wake up and start our days. So now they finally go on in 2006, and then our study comes out, and I think we've confused them a little bit more now.
So, Laura, why do you think that daylight savings ends up using more energy, at least in Indiana, which is what you found out?
Exactly. We found out that it costs in southern Indiana anywhere from 1% to 4% extra to practice daylight saving time. And Benjamin Franklin came up with the idea in somewhat of a whimsical essay in the late 1700s where he thought the people in Paris were wasting their candle wax, staying up late at night, and then sleeping through natural daylight. And they could save a ton of money and wax if they would only align their schedules with natural daylight. Now, it turns out that that theory is alive and well, and when we ran computer simulation models, we did find that there was a light savings because the computer model could show us the different components of energy use. However, that savings is more than offset by our need for indoor climate control. So in the spring, or I guess it's actually winter in most parts of the country right now, it's very cold in the morning, and we're going to be getting up in the dark next week in the cold morning, and we're going to be cranking up our heat. The opposite is true in the summer when it's hot, your house builds up a ton of heat, you come home from work, there's extra daylight in the afternoon, you're more likely to run your air conditioner at higher levels for longer.
Do you think that means that the whole country should abandon daylight savings time?
I think we're being cautious in advocating that, that's for sure. There's a lot of other dimensions. There are definitely social benefits. We can see that it could get people after school programs, after work programs, recreational activities after work. There are definitely a large constituency and lobbying group that would prefer that we have the daylight in the afternoon because people are more likely to go shopping, and so retail stores really prefer daylight saving time, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that this will basically opens up a lot more questions. But the take-home message is that this universal policy that we practice all throughout the United States and in many other countries doesn't universally save energy. In fact, we have a clear indication and signal that in some places it costs money.
I wonder also about depression studies because, when it's sunnier later in the day, when you don't emerge from work, into the darkness, I think that makes people happier, at least me.
Exactly. But what if you emerge into work in the darkness?
Yeah.
So there's a trade-off. Either you're going to work in the morning in the dark or you're leaving. And then in the summer, the days are so long that probably work is fully encapsulated by light.
So, Laura, are you pro daylight savings?
Oh, I knew you were going to ask that. I like daylight saving time when the days are long, but I'm not looking forward to it next week because I'll have to get up in the dark.
Why? What time do you get up?
Well, I practice. I'm a triathlete, and so we practice at 7 in the morning.
Oh,
however,
man.
I can't complain very much. I know I'm in California, and so it's beautiful here, and the days will get longer, and I'll get over it.
Laura, thank you so much for joining us.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Laura Grant is a PhD student in environmental science and economics at the University of California, Santa Barbara, and she's a kick-ass triathlete.